Soccer. Good morning, Coach. Congrats on the big win yesterday.
Good morning, guys. It was a big win for us. Thanks for having me.
Coach, one thing I just want to touch on right out of the gate was I kind of mentioned this is the second year in a row or the second time in 12 months your guys have had a really emotional matchup in the opening round and knocked off a higher seed. This is kind of becoming a tradition, I guess. Talk about walking into this matchup and some of the things that you felt comfortable about.
You know, I mentioned at the beginning of the year that our boys in Star Valley here, just with the situation that we have, you know, we don't have a builder program like a lot of the other teams that we play do, but because what we may lack in skill or you know, those type of things, we make up for in leaps and bounds with heart. And these boys just have a lot of heart, and they play that way. And I think, you know, across all sports in Star Valley, that's the case. And so, you know, the ups and downs of the regular season are what they are. But you know, it seems like when playoff time comes, these boys get ready to play and put their best foot forward. This year we were excited to match up with Green River. You know, during the year we felt like the results that we had against them in the two games that we played during the regular season weren't quite what we wanted and what we felt like we could have achieved in those two games. And so we felt like we matched up really well with Green River, even though they were the higher seed on paper. We had practiced all week of a couple of things that we felt like skill-wise we needed to improve, but then also strategically we had seen some things maybe on some game film that we felt like we could exploit, and you know, our at least the game-winning goal was a direct result of some of those things that we had planned. And so I'm really proud of the way that they played and the heart that they showed, and we, you know, even though we may have been the underdog on paper, we felt like we were supposed to be there.
Coach, walk us through the strategy of that goal. You kind of mentioned it there, and that big goal from Bailey, and I can't even imagine what the emotion was on the sideline when that thing went in. That had to be just kind of crazy. But as that play was developing, I mean, what was going on in your mind? I'm sure you had to kind of see what was going on out there.
You know, I mentioned watching some game film, we noticed that we felt like we could exploit some of their outside fullbacks. That maybe that was a less strong point of Green River's team. And so we felt like if we could take the ball down the wing and then cross the ball into the middle, you know, that we'd have a good chance of scoring. And so, you know, Kaysen Hatterley received a ball, you know, halfway down the field and kind of passed the ball up to Caleb. Caleb Phila made a good move on a couple of different Green River defenders. And you see Bailey Calgren, you know, kind of streaking down the middle, and just like we'd kind of drawn up, I said, I need you to get right to that 6 yard box. And he, in talking to him after the game, he said, Coach, I was making sure I was on sides, and, you know, I was making sure that, you know, no, I wasn't going too fast or whatever. And Caleb made a good cross and found him right there. And Bailey was able to put it in the back of the net. And the excitement that was felt, I mean, I had to yell at boys to get off the field because they wanted to run on the field and celebrate right then, and we still had a couple minutes to play in the game. And so you know, it like you said, it was a palpable excitement from those boys, and that's kind of the fun thing as a coach, to see the joy and the happiness and the hard work pay off.
Coach Spencer, one of the things I want to talk about also is the development of a program over the course of many years. You know, compared to some other programs, Star Valley's soccer program is relatively new, and but it's also getting to the point where these kids that are on the field now, there's always been a high school soccer program, so it's also getting to that point. And I was just sitting next to a couple of parents, and it's interesting to watch that whole development, not only through the community and the kids, but also just a little more savvy with the fans. But one thing that jumped out to me was how calm you coach your defense to be, and I remember how just it can be a very frantic time when the ball's in the box, and you know, and the first reaction, fans like me, it's like, get it out of there, and it's like, well, I don't think that's what they're doing. Explain that to me, trying to get that type of mentality with like your defense, rather than just kind of a frantic clear it out situation. What do you're relying on more strategy?
You know, it is, we have found, you know, that, and then I think this is true of any sport. You know, I played a lot of sports growing up. When you want to play fast, but you don't want to play out of control. And the same is true in soccer. And so we've really tried to tell these boys and coach them in all aspects, not just the defense. But that we need to play fast, but not out of control. And I think, you know, it's a great credit to those kids that play back there. I have a fantastic group of boys that play defense for me, and you know, anchored by Mason Brown, who is just an outstanding, wonderful kid, and Hunter Hilliard, who you know is just the same. And you know, I have outside defenders in Hayden Burton and Gabe Peterson and Brandon Beck that just do a fantastic job. And we've taught them and coached them and helped them understand that when they can calm down and settle down, they can see the field a little bit better. They can make a better pass. They can, you know, clear the ball. And you know, it is something that's coached, but it is to their credit that they can execute that and play like that. And, you know, we try, like I said, we try and do that in all aspects of the game. You'd mentioned that our soccer program is fairly young and fairly new, relative to some other programs. I mean, it's been around for a while, but relative to some other programs, it is on the younger side. But I think these group of kids that play soccer really love the game of soccer, and they are excited to play. It's not just a bridge between, you know, the winter sports and getting back into football in the summer. You know, it is a sport that they like to play and that they have some passion about. I'm definitely passionate about it, and so it's going in a good direction. You know, there's a lot of good things. There's a lot of positives to be found. And like I said, it's a credit to the boys that they play under control like that.
Star Valley boys soccer coach Trevor Spencer joining us on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. So, coach, you with that win, you pitch your punch your ticket to state, sorry, which is almost in Nebraska. But you guys will be hitting the freeway next week. But of course, you still have two more matches today and then one more tomorrow. Jackson today. So, yep. I mean, how do you now you've got your team that's coming off that huge high, and now you get Jackson in the semifinals. How do you refocus that into a team like Jackson and try and put your best performance out there against those guys?
You know, again, one of the mantras that we've had all season is that we want to go out and compete in every game that we play in. And for the vast majority of the times this season, that has been the case. Like I said, these boys have just stepped up and they've been able to compete. And that's what we expect again today, is that we'll go out and compete. That we will do our very best. You know, Jackson is a fantastic team. They're well coached. They have a lot of skill. They've played together for years and it shows on the soccer pitch, and they're just a fantastic team. But I do feel like our team, we can compete and on a good day and maybe a bad day of theirs, you know, we can even be better than them at certain times and in certain points of the game. And so we are going to go out and compete, and just, you know, that's what we preach to the kids, that it doesn't matter what the game was yesterday or what the game is tomorrow, that we've got a task at hand today, and we want to go out and compete, and then we're going to let the results fall where they may. Like I said, the other thing about this is, though, in soccer, it's a little different than the other sports in that if you win your first game at regionals, you automatically have that ticket to state, and so the boys were excited about that. Emotionally, you know, we are dealing with high school boys, and so sometimes you can get a little bit of a letdown emotionally. I'm not sure how that's all going to play out today, but we're gonna warm up and we're gonna prepare and we're gonna put our best effort out on the field and let the results fall where they may.
How much was last year's trip to state? How much has that affected this year's group in terms of expectation and execution?
You know, I think it has had a big effect on those returning players that are coming back from last year's team. You know, just internally within our program, there was some things that were said and done last year that made it kind of a little disappointing to a few of these players when we went to state last year. And so I think this year they feel like they have something to prove or they, you know, have a desire to do better or what the specifics are of that. But I have heard a lot of chatter that, you know, we're going to get back there and, you know, we're going to make some noise, or, you know, we're going to surprise some people or, you know, that type of idea. And so I think, I think that does stem from our, you know, a little bit disappointment at our state tournament last year. You know, we lost two games in a row and, you know, exited early. And so I think that experience has maybe motivated this group to want to do better.
Coach Spencer, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. Good luck in your semifinal today. Of course, SBI will be there for the live video coverage, and look forward to watching how this plays out.